Clinton is reporting in at 37. Sunrise this morning at 7:17. Sunset coming up at 4:42 this afternoon. It's actually getting longer days.
Right.
By about a minute a day. Now, the WAND TV weather radar for the Talk 101 listening area. That's why I was talking slow. I was trying to get the radar up. Nothing in our listening area this morning. Scott, no rain, no snow. Nothing really in the state of Illinois, so we're in good shape for today.
All right.
If you go down to Kentucky, though, it's got rain.
Yeah. Let's go over across from you and say good morning to Mike King from Mary Mann Herb Farm. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Why don't you throw out
your disclaimer? Yeah. The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. It's for informational and educational purposes only.
You're open today.
You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your health care needs. And yes, we are open. We're open. Yeah, we've been open every day except for Christmas and New Year's days, but we were open every day.
So you had a day off yesterday?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, yeah. I've been busy doing research and studying more new stuff. I'm going to go for training here week after next, VIP training with Europharma, a whole week of intensive study. I'll come back, and who knows what I'll know.
I thought you said you already knew everything.
Well, yeah, I'm a know-it-all. Yeah,
I already going to say.
Yeah, but I might learn something new. I get really excited if there's something new that I don't know about.
Any events coming up at Mary Mann?
Well, not really. It's kind of quiet. We do have our 34th annual Fairy Garden Tea Party in June. And we have our 31st annual Christmas High Tea in December of 2020. And Chef is going to be doing something around the Valentine's Day that week, probably the Monday, probably right after Valentine's Day. But again, who knows what it'll be? We don't even know yet, but I'm sure it will be gooder because everything that he does is gooder. He has gooder food. So anyway, that will be interesting. Hey, it's kind of, you know, with the, Doug, you were just talking about the weather.
Yeah.
And up and down and cold and warm, and that is really stressful on your body. So now is the time to look at the cold and flu remedies. And we are getting a lot of people that have been kind of knocked down with all of that. But vitamin D, I can't stress enough. And my good friend Dr. Ben Lynch, he highly recommends like vitamin A, vitamin D, zinc, and vitamin C. Now, I love vitamin C. We have a new vitamin C. And, hey, Doug, Amalaki.
Watch your mouth.
Amalaki, Doug.
Are you in Hawaii?
No, it's Amalaki trees.
Oh.
It's actually
known as... Where do they grow, Mike?
Indian gooseberries.
Where do they grow?
Where do they grow? Hey, that's
probably
really,
Hawaii.
Well, no, they grow, yeah, in the more temperate regions. Yeah, India and places like that. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Okay.
But we have a new Amalaki powder and AMLA. I've talked about AMLA, the cold and flu. That's kind of why I jumped into that. It's a really good source of vitamin C. It's also known as Indian gooseberry. And this particular company that we deal with, which is, you know, the USDA, it's called Bayer Organics. Really wonderful product. It's an excellent source of naturally occurring iron also. So if you, like me, you know, with my aplastic anemia, I really need a lot of meat and iron and, you know, the B vitamins and so forth. It's very important for me. But the Indian Amalaki trees are never subjected to chemicals or pesticides. And the power berry delivers vitamin C, which is really good for your immune system. And, of course, and it's also an excellent source of high in iron and antioxidants. And it's an exotic nourishing addition to a well-rounded diet. So, again, you could put this in your yogurt or your smoothie. It is a powder. We also sell the, you know, the capsules and so forth. I love AMLA. In fact, when I start getting a little bit, I was over the break, the holiday break, I was starting to get a little bit of scratchy, little slight congestion, little scratchy throat, and I tunned the AMLA, and I also took a lot of the
AMLA?
I tunned it. That means I took as much as I wanted, and it didn't hurt my belly or anything, because unlike regular ascorbic acid, which is the active component, it's sad that vitamin C was, when Dr. Svent Georgi in the 30s did the Nobel laureate work and discovered vitamin C from things like oranges and so forth, the most active and compound was ascorbic acid, and they kind of labeled that vitamin C, but vitamin C really should be labeled the whole complex, because we know now that the holistic aspect and all of the things that work together synergistically are absolutely phenomenal. Anyway, the AMLA is a really, really, really good source of vitamin C, and it's very easy on you. Unlike the regular, what I call synthetic ascorbic acid vitamin C, which is kind of burns. If you suck on it, it burns your mouth. It can give you a stomachache and diarrhea and all that fun stuff at higher dosages. And we are now learning the science. Actually, if you look back at even the original, the Nobel laureate work back in the 30s, in the writings, if people would have just listened and really taken a close look rather than trying to get in the money and make it, you know, synthetically and do all that kind of stuff and hype it and everything. The holistic form of vitamin C was absolutely phenomenal, and it was all the synergists in there that actually made that.
Is orange juice good for you or not?
Well, that is a wonderful question, Doug. Yes and no. Orange juice is really high in sugars. Now, those are naturally occurring, the fructose of fruit sugars. They are kind of... Hi, Scott.
He's been running mold spores back here. We're experimenting.
Okay. Anyway, the sugars in there are kind of, you know, because you also have fiber and a lot of other things in the orange juice. But some of the people in the industry, the nutritionists and some of the doctors and scientists are saying that, you know, orange juice, yes, is very, very good for you. But it is high in sugar, but the sugars are kind of bound with other things, which makes it more stable and easier on your body. So I would overall, obviously, any fruit juices, I would say, would be good for you. You know, it's the high sugar drinks and things like that, that, you know, the sweetened drinks that I would really watch out for.
Let's go to the phones. We say good morning, Talk 101. You got a question for Mike.
Yeah, I wonder if Mike could comment on turkey tail mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. In fact, that is in the new chapter, Immunity Force, that I took. And like I was saying, I tunned the AMLA, but I also took a whole bunch of the mushroom complexes. And again, the mushroom complexes are really, really interesting because they actually use the different parts of mycelia and the fruiting body and the stem and the whole bit. When you get into mushrooms, you really want to make sure that they're done properly. And this is a real, you know, the maitake, the shiitake, there's all kinds of, you know, that whole mushrooms, there's so many of them, but they're all very, very good for you. And they really boost your immune system. They have the beta glycans. There's all kinds of compounds that are found in mushrooms. And I have found that if you take a lot of vitamin C and a good, like an immune booster like that, mushroom complex, you can really... I never really got sick. I mean, and I just kept going. I started getting a little scratchy throat, little runny nose, kind of thinking, I'm going to be really sick tomorrow. That it never produced itself. It never came about. So I was really happy with that. So did that kind of answer your question? I mean, you could go, you could Google it. I mean, a lot of these mushrooms are good for your brain. They're good for your immune system. They're good for reducing cancer, all kinds of things.
Yeah, was one of my concerns. I have stage 4 cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a little research. Paul Stamets.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. Yeah, he's probably the leader in mushrooms. If you want to learn anything, you talk to Paul.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd check with you first.
Yeah, no, I highly...
I like to shop local, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, we carry a lot of his products, and Paul is great. He's kind of the... I guess the originator, one of the big people, like, you know, Dr. Cass Ingram is the guy for oregano. Paul Stamets is, you know, the guy for mushrooms. And he's developed his own mushroom line and classifications and quality control. And I know New Chapter, they were kind of in business together for quite a while. And then he kind of went off on his own. And he's a really cool dude. I actually interviewed him one time on the radio years and years ago. And he's neat. He's a real mellow kind of guy. He's like, okay, man. He's a mushroom guy. But, no, he's done a lot for the industry. And I think he's written a couple books also. And he's one of the leaders as far as making the mushroom lines consistent, the, you know, standardization, all of that. It's just really interesting what he's done. And mushrooms are absolutely phenomenal.
And you carry these products that he's asking about?
Yeah, the AHCC, active hexose correlating compound. There's all kinds of derivatives. There's all kinds of mushroom fermentation. There's mushroom products. There's mushrooms that there's a lot of clinical studies that help to reduce the incidence of cancer and help with cancer.
So he can come to Merryman and you can help him out.
Yeah, we can help him out. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
I'll come down and see you.
Yeah, all right, buddy.
Thanks so much for calling. I hope you get a fast recovery.
Yes, we'll keep you in our prayers. Yeah. All right. Anyway, there's, like Dr. Ben Lynch protocol, the vitamin A, vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, astragalus. You probably haven't heard about that. That's an adaptogenic tonic herb. That really helps to your body to reach homeostasis or, you know, the normal level. There's what I would call more exotic, like oscillococcinum, which are Oscillo, known as Oscillo. That's a homeopathic remedy that a lot of people will take. Usually in September, October, as a prevention for the flu, they use it over in Europe as kind of a replacement for the flu shot. Things like probiotics.
The acylococcinum.
Acylococcinum is...
He just said that.
Yeah, acylococcinum is...
Is that how it got in your head?
Acylo. Yeah. It's spelled O-S-C-I-L-L-O-C-O-C-C-I-N-U-M. It's kind of like the Amalaki tree, you know, all these cool words. Colostrum, that's been shown to be more effective than the flu vaccine. Vitamin D is more effective than the flu vaccine. Acylococcinum is more effective than the flu vaccine. Almost everything out there is more effective than the flu vaccine. That's why we all get the flu vaccine, because everything else is better.
I don't.
The recent studies show that if you continue to get the flu vaccine year after year, your incidence of flu actually increases.
Because it
goes up.
It's not effective anymore.
Yeah, because, it damages your immune system. Go figure.
Ask me when the last flu shot I had was, Mike.
When was the last flu shot that you had?
Never have had one.
I never have either. No. So,
We're 3 for 3.
Yeah, 3 for 3 here. Yep. And again, you know, if your doctor really thinks that's what you're supposed to do, well, that's up to you and your doctor.
There's some employers that require you to get it.
Hospitals. I know. Otherwise, you got to wear a mask all the time, or wear a hazmat uniform every day, or whatever. If you don't get your shot, yeah, you get tortured if you don't get your shot. There's things like Epicor, which is the ferment yeast metabolite. There was a company that was making food products for the cattle industry, and they never got sick. And the insurance company came in and said, "Yeah, what are you guys doing here?
Eating
you never
steak.
Get sick." And it's like, "Well, we make yeast ferment metabolites," and they're like, "Oh, so you're like getting this and eating it and smelling it and being around it all the time, but you never get sick. Must be good for you then, huh?" And so that's where that product was developed out of. Elderberry. Oh, my gosh, there's a new, and I don't know if I probably got it in there.
I got a whole
stack of research and studies. I bet it's in here somewhere. I'll get to it eventually.
You've got like a little thing there that says new chapter elderberry.
Yeah, that's the product. But there's actually some research on elderberry now that it actually locks and blocks that flu virus. So it is really
interesting. Maybe it's in that little pamphlet right there.
Well, no. Yeah, that's more on elderberry. But that's not the research study. This Doug over here that says Radio News.
Radio News.
That's the research stuff that I brought in.
Okay.
All the latest research that's, you know, from all the different publications and so forth out there. But, yeah, elderberry is at... Elderberry. Oh, Doug. We love Doug.
I'm asking questions.
Oh, you're doing it. Yeah.
I'm trying to keep the conversation going.
Yes. Thank you.
Here's what I'm going to do while you look for your research.
I don't know if it's with me here today, but
I'm
going to
take a break for news.
Okay.
We'll come back. We're going to talk more about elderberry, and Mike will have more for you coming up next. Right now, news is up, and of course, news with Drew Haddon, brought to you by our friends at the Brass Horn. The Brass Horn, located in the heart of downtown Decatur, providing big city selection with small town service. The Brass Horn.
I hope everyone had a safe and happy new year. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. Here's a look at some of the new laws implemented by the state of Illinois yesterday. Minimum wage increased by a dollar from $8.25 to $9.25. Minimum wage in Illinois is set to be raised to $15 by 2025. Tips at restaurants will now go directly to the employee 100% of the time rather than their employer. It is now illegal to stream video while operating a vehicle. Residents over the age of 21 may now legally buy recreational marijuana from a dispensary. And there are a number of new fines for unsafe driving, including a heftier fine for reckless driving. Scott's Law violations could result in a $10,000 fine, and the maximum penalty for hitting a construction worker will increase to $25,000. In total, 255 new laws are in effect in the state of Illinois. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. Cheers to a new year.
Want big city selection with simply small town service? Let me share with you a secret. It's the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur. George and Ryan have a great selection of men's clothing from dress to casual and everything in between, including accessories. Listen, you want to look your best, so why skimp? Shop a locally owned and operated store that simply provides you the best value for your men's clothing dollar. The Brass Horn, located at the corner of Merchant and Prairie in the heart of downtown Decatur. You owe it to yourself to come in today.
Broadcasting live from the Talk 101 studio, brought to you by Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care. They want to remind you, when you pre-plan your funeral, you have everything prepaid so that your family is also relieved of any financial burden. Visit leavememoriesnotdebt.com.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
Wonder if you should get tested for colorectal cancer? Well, it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., so if you're 50 or older, it's time. Screening helps find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed. Remove the polyp, prevent the cancer. Did you know there's more than one screening test? Talk to your doctor to find the one that's right for you. No more excuses, because colorectal cancer screening really does save lives. A message from HHS and CDC's Screen for Life campaign.
Although the nights are long and the trees are bare, we know that when spring comes, nature's amazing restorative ability will mean that our world will once again burst with life. Hi, I'm Kim Wiley. At Shelbyville Manor, we offer the finest in health care for those rehabbing from injury or illness, and the successes we see all the time are truly inspiring.
And this is Jennifer Strang with Liberty Village of Clinton. While many of our residents face significant challenges, we help them overcome those challenges with caring and dedicated staff. Bounce back only at Liberty Village of Clinton and Shelbyville Manor.
For more information, visit simplythefinest.net or find us on Facebook.
Where neighbors are friends and life is carefree, Simply the Finest.
I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson with your Talk 101 forecast. Good morning and happy Thursday. Your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND is calling for increasing clouds with breezy winds and mild temperatures throughout today. Highs will climb to near 51 degrees. Tonight, scattered rain showers work in with lows dipping down into the upper 30s. Tomorrow, we'll continue to see some off and on rain showers, highs reaching the middle 40s. I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson. Have a great Thursday morning.
Three great ways to listen online at DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur, Talk 101 FM, online at DecaturRadio.com. Mike King in with us. And Mike, you know, you were talking about elderberry.
Yes, I was. And I did not find that research, but I did read it, and it went into, and I know where it is, it's in my elderberry folder. But basically what it was saying was, from some earlier research, they were finding that the proanthocyanidins in the elderberry actually lock and block that flu virus. So they kind of keep that virus from getting into the cell. They block it. They kind of basically like goo it up or coat it or whatever, so it can't inject into the cell and put the DNA in there and turn your cell into, you know, the virus and make you sick and all of that fun stuff. That's why we get all the problems that we do. So they've scientifically, clinically proven that, or I should say scientifically, that I'm sure they're going to be doing some more clinical studies. But we also know that elderberry, with all the research through the years, originated out of Israel, and there's been a ton of studies, but elderberry is an awesome, awesome immune God-given product that we sell all kinds of different brands. We have like the Garden of Life, we have the New Chapter, super high quality, vegan, non-GMO, standardized, potentized, the whole bit. Extraordinary health starts with extraordinary ingredients.
Let me ask you this question. Is there a one-stop supplement that we could get if, you know, we don't like choking down, you know,
vitamin
pills?
D. Just start taking your vitamin D. I just, being out there and working with thousands of people and being in the industry and having access to literally millions of people through my friends and science associates and doctors and so forth, there's nothing better than the vitamin D. There's nothing cheaper or better. And it is so easy to take. They're even recommending the Vitamin D Council now, even a child of 1 year of age, to maybe get 1,000 IUs. Basically, take your body weight, multiply it by 30, and convert it to IUs. So most people around 5,000 IUs a day. Now, Dr. Ben Lynch is recommending here 50,000 IUs for the cold and flu, but this is only for like a three-day protocol. So he wants you to really, what we call megadose or ton, what I say ton, tonnage. Or
in other words, here, let me make it easier for you, for the average listener. He takes a ton of it.
I take a ton of it, yeah. So, and vitamin D, unless you get into super, super high doses and injecting it and all that kind of stuff, you're not going to overdose with it. But again, you know, consult a qualified healthcare practitioner.
We had a listener call a few minutes ago who said he had stage 4 cancer.
Yes!
He didn't say what type of cancer.
I know.
And he was talking specifically about mushrooms. You have an article there on
mushrooms.
Yes,
I was just going. Yeah, I was just going through this. Thank you, Doug. I was just going through all the research that I have, the news and so forth. And this is really nice. It was a large study, results from a large long-term cohort study of more than 36,000 Japanese men, suggest an association between eating mushrooms and a lower risk of prostate cancer. Findings were published in the International Journal of Cancer. So, and again, it goes into detail about, you know, the study and the whole bit, but it says that the results of our study suggest mushrooms may have a positive health effect on humans. Based on these findings, of course, they want to do further studies on the intake of mushrooms in other populations and other settings to actually confirm the relationship. But there's a lot of, mushrooms are full of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, and then there's a substance in here they're calling L-ergothionine, which is believed to mitigate against oxidative stress, which could be, you know, lifestyle choices, poor diet, exposure to environmental toxins. And then, of course, they talk about chronic inflammation. The mushrooms are good for that.
On the mushrooms, obviously you have like a pill form type thing.
Oh, right? We've got all kinds of forms. Yeah.
Because I was wondering, like, if you eat a lot of mushrooms too, do you run the risk of cooking out all the good stuff?
Yes and no. Obviously, you know, you want the fresh, the raw, the whole bit. Yeah, a lot of times when you cook things, it denatures the proteins and the enzymes in it. So, and the mushrooms we get are basically the button mushrooms. You don't get these exotic mushrooms like the shiitake and maitake and the lion's tail and or lion's mane. And I mean, there's just so many mushrooms. I don't even try to learn all of it. If I want to know about mushrooms, I call Paul or read one of his books or look up his research, because it's going to be good and accurate, and he is the guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the caller said. He was like wild-tail mushroom, is that what
turkey
it was called?
Turkey tail. Yep, turkey tail is a really, really strong immune booster, but what I have found is not to just focus on one mushroom, and most of my customers throughout the year, the customers and the people that I know of that are battling cancer like to get a really good complex. And again, I actually, to be totally honest with you, if I was going to spend my time and money and I was battling cancer, I would get the Immunity Force, because that's what that does. That's really good. It's a complex that takes all the goodness from, I think, 13 different mushrooms, and potentizes, standardizes. And I know for me, when I start to get sick, I'll take 3 or 4. A lot of my customers, they'll take 2, 3, 4, whatever, you know, they think they need. and take that for 2 or 3 days, and then the cold or the flu or whatever really doesn't progress very far. And that we have all kinds of different things out at Mary Mann too. We have all kinds of compounds and you know, like Cold Front branded, you know, it has everything from echinacea to the elderberry in combination. So you don't have to, Doug, so you don't have to take a bunch of pills. Okay. I mean, the last thing you want to do is have to take 20 pills because you're getting sick. That could actually, having to take 20 pills can stress you out and make you sick. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's better to take one or two pills, and it's more convenient that way. And we have a lot of combos. Again, you want to get things like oregano that are effective against the bacteria and the viruses. You know, some things like the silver hydrosol is very, very effective against bacteria for like sinus infections and things like that, whereas oregano will, and even the elderberry will, kick in on the viral compounds. So, you know, again, maybe go again to your qualified healthcare practitioner, say, hey, you know, do I have a cold, or do I have the flu, or do I a virus, or do I have both? A lot of times you don't just get a pure disease. It's not a laboratory setting. You're going to get a combination of a lot of different things. You even pick up some type of a mold or fungus. You know, when somebody sneezes on you, you get all the stuff from them. So you're not going to just get a pure, you know, say a pure bacteria or a pure virus. You're going to get a lot of different things, a lot of combination of a lot of different things. But I thought this was interesting. I mean, here's, you know, a nice, really big study, and it's showing that mushrooms may help lower prostate cancer risks. So that's really nice to know. And this is something I think you're going to be interested in, Scott. Did you know that the ketogenic diet, and I know you're very interested in that, it appears to prevent cognitive decline in mice. Now, I know you're not a mouse, but they are going to be doing more. But scientists are now demonstrating that the gut and the brain are more closely connected than once thought. And I've been reading more and more and more on that. There's all this brain-gut connection. They actually say there's more neurotransmitters and neurons in your digestive system, more neurotransmitters like serotonin. There's more serotonin in your digestive system, what, you know, aka layman's term gut, than there is in your brain. And I thought that was very interesting. I've been reading a new book, The Road to Ananda, and talks about ananda, which has to deal with the CBD. It's the new book from Carl Germano. That's one of the books I read on vacation. And it is, I'll be bringing and talking about that. That's absolutely phenomenal book. And it really talks about your digestive system and your brain and your immune system and how interrelated they are. So again, doing this study with the ketogenic diet, what you eat actually it largely impacts your neural functioning. So, and again, this was in Scientific Reports, demonstrated that neurovascular function improved in mice who followed a ketogenic diet. So I, you know, again, those people out there that are on the ketogenic diet, maybe you do feel a little bit smarter. So, and again, they're going to use neuroimaging to identify the association between the gut microbiome and the brain vascular function. So they're seeing more vascularity, more brain function in these mice after they've been on the ketogenic diet, which basically is, you know, the diet that's, you know, the low carb, high levels of fat and protein, and again, the low carb. So here it is, a quote from this. It says, while diet modifications, the ketogenic diet in particular, has demonstrated effectiveness in treating certain diseases, we chose to test healthy young mice using diet as a potential preventative measure. And they were delighted to see that indeed that we might be able to use diet to mitigate risk for even Alzheimer's. And I know the keto was actually at one time was designed for epilepsy and then Parkinson's and autism. So it really does. We're seeing that, you know, and here's the science behind it, that it really does wonderful things for your brain. Another thing that I thought was really good here, vitamin D deficiency is associated with poor muscle function in adults. So you're taking vitamin D to help with the colds and flu, but it's also going to help with your muscle function. And habitual tea drinking modulates brain efficiency. So there's evidence from the brain connectivity evaluation. So tea drinkers actually, you know, again, tea's been around forever. Again, it's there's actually tea consumption dates back to 2700 BC.
You know what we need to do?
Are we going to be out of time again?
Well, yeah. We need to take a quick break here. When we come back, more with Mike as we wrap up Herb Talk.
Herb Talk.
On Talk 101.
You can change the world for a child in extreme poverty through Compassion International. Just text CHILD to 83393 to find out how.
Central Illinois HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And now a word from Andrew's boss, Dave.
Thank you, and may I say what a beautiful service. Everyone at the office will miss Andrew. He was kind, quick with a joke, and great with quarterly P&L reports. He will never be replaced in our hearts. However, my accounting department needs someone ASAP.
I think that's enough.
One last thing, Padre. My favorite Andrew memory was when he came in to interview. He told me he got a bachelor's in whatever accountants get, and I figured some of his college buddies might be here who got the same thing and need a job. Wow, that's inappropriate. But it reminds me of the last thing Andrew said to me.
I think you should leave.
How did you know?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster bosses everywhere. They post jobs on the big national job boards because they really don't care. Please do not write us to tell us you're a Dave who was insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Bus Boom and Wolf. The longer you listen, the later it gets. Now, let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Dunn on Talk 101 FM.
647, Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Mike King in from Merryman Herb Farm. Mike,
yes.
You have
Mike
not King. Talked about
Hello.
Zinc.
Zinc, yeah, you were just mentioning that. Again, you know, zinc is one of the one things on my big list here of things to look at when you're battling the cold and flu. It was, again, recommended by Dr. Ben Lynch. He was saying one zinc lozenge. Zinc and selenium are your two really big minerals that your body uses in battling and fighting, you know, boosting the immune system and battling and fighting infection and pathogens. So zinc and selenium are crucial for your body to produce more, you know, blood cells and so forth that would fight off.
Along the
infection.
Same lines, yeah. You see products like Cold-Ease, and yeah. I think that's yeah. a zinc product,
yes. yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think those are actually work? Or?
Oh, there's science behind that zinc and selenium are very important. They, in and of themselves, interfere with some of the mechanisms the bacteria and the viruses use. Basically, bacteria and viruses don't really like a high dose of zinc or selenium, just like a virus. Is specific for a temperature. That's why your body raises its temperature. You get a fever because that virus cannot live in, it only lives in a certain realm, just like enzymes only work in certain temperature ranges and so forth. It's really interesting how everything works. But your body naturally knows that, oh, if I get a little bit hotter here, this virus is going to have a hard time replicating and surviving in my body, so it's going to drive that, kill that virus. So again, zinc and selenium interfere, just like silver hydrosol, or what we, the old name, the colloidal silver, that was, you know, very devastating for bacteria. It just basically lyses or destroys, blows up that bacterial cell, and the bacteria don't like that. And that's why it's really good, like if you have your nose is running, it's your body saying, hey, I want to get rid of this disease that's in my nose, and I'm going to just wash it out. But if you spray like a silver hydrosol, it will actually basically blow up and kill all that bad bacteria that's trying to take over and make you sick in your nose. So it's really neat how these things work. And there's a lot of science behind all of that. Oh, I'm getting the finger. All right.
Number one.
We probably need to say that this is Merryman Herb Talk. And you can find us at www.merryman.com. We're very soon going to be opening up shopmerryman.com. I think maybe this week or maybe later in the month. It's really pretty much good to go. You can give us a call at 217-429-1555. We are open daily, 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sundays. You can find us at 1405 Merryman Lane in Decatur, Illinois. Again, give us a call at 217-429-1555. We are open daily. And this has been Herb Talk.
Herb Talk. Mike, thank
yes.
you so much.
You're welcome. Happy New Year, everybody.
Mike will rejoin us next week for another edition of Herb Talk. Coming up.